This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Hello again. To my mind, one of the most interesting Americans who lived around the turn of the century was a man by the name of Russell Herman Conwell. He was born in 1843 and lived until 1925. He was a lawyer for about 15 years, then became a clergyman. But one day a young man came to him at the church and told him he wanted to get a college education, but was in such a fix financially that he just couldn't swing it. Well, Dr. Conwell decided right then and there what his aim in life was. He decided to build a university for poor but deserving youngsters. But he had a problem. He'd need a few $1 million to swing the deal. But things like that don't seem to stand in the way of people with a real purpose in life. Several years before, as I remember it, Dr. Conwell had become tremendously intrigued by a true story which had an ageless moral to it. The story was about a farmer who lived in Africa and, through a visitor, became tremendously excited about looking for diamonds. Diamonds had already been discovered in some abundance on the African continent, and this farmer got so excited about the idea of millions of dollars worth of diamonds that he sold his farm and headed out to strike it rich by discovering a diamond mine. Well, he wandered all over the continent as the years slipped by, constantly searching for diamonds which he never found. He finally wound up completely broken by the whole thing, and as I remember the story, became despondent and tossed himself into a river and drowned. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, or rather the farm he'd sold, the new owner had picked up an unusual-looking rock about the size of a country egg and put it on his mantle as a sort of curiosity. And the same visitor came by again, and seeing this rock on the mantle, practically went into terminal convulsions. Pulling himself together, he told the new owner of the farm that the funny-looking rock on his mantle was just about the biggest diamond that had ever been found. Whereupon the new owner of the farm said, "Well, heck, the whole farm's covered with these things," or words to that effect, and sure enough it was. And I'm reaching way back to remember the exact details, but if my memory serves me right, this farm turned out to be the Kimberley Diamond Mine, the richest the world has ever known. The farmer who'd sold the place had literally been standing on acres of diamonds and then sold his farm and wound up in the river because he never found any. In telling this story, Dr. Conwell likened each of us to the first farmer. Each of us really is right in the middle of his own acres of diamonds if only we have enough sense to realize it and develop the ground we're standing on before we go charging off looking for greener pastures. Well, Dr. Conwell told this story more than 6,000 times. He must have been a terrific speaker because he attracted enormous audiences and he raised enough money to start the college for poor but deserving kids that he had his heart set on. In fact, he raised about $6 million, and the university he founded is still going strong. It's Temple University in Philadelphia, with 10 degree-granting colleges and 6 other schools. When Dr. Russell H. Conwell talked about each of us being right on his own acre of diamonds, he sure knew what he was talking about. I'll be back in a minute, right after this educational advice. I believe you can still get the book Acres of Diamonds. Why don't you check with your bookstore or library? It's a story that can't get old because it's been true forever, and I guess it always will be. You know, opportunity doesn't come along, as most people think. It's laying there all the time. We just have to be able to see it.
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.